Good morning. 00 hours. Cloudy. 30 degrees. WHCMN repeater Flint. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Cloudy. 30 degrees. WHCMN repeater Flint. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Clear. 29 degrees. WHCMN repeater Flint. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Clear. 31 degrees. WHCMN repeater Flint. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Clear. 31 degrees. WHCMN repeater Flint. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Clear. 31 degrees. WHCMN repeater Flint. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Cloudy. 29 degrees. WHCMN repeater Flint. WHCMN repeater Flint. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Cloudy. 28 degrees. WHCMN repeater Flint. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Cloudy. 28 degrees. WHCMN repeater Flint. W8CMN, repeater Flint.
Canada, monitoring.
Good morning, 0900 hours. Cloudy. 26 degrees. W8CMN, repeater Flint. Good morning, 1000 hours. Cloudy. 25 degrees. Good morning, 1100 hours. Sunny. 24 degrees. W8CMN, repeater Flint. W8CMN, repeater Flint. Good afternoon, 1200 hours. Cloudy. 25 degrees. W8CMN, repeater Flint.
K8LAX monitoring.
Good afternoon, 1300 hours. Cloudy. 24 degrees. W8CMN, repeater Flint. W8CMN, repeater Flint.
Dynamic in the system, WARC. All noise, WORC. Heard you a little better that time, but you're still real noisy, WYRC. Better antenna. I can't hear you. WYRC. I can hear you in there. That's about it. I heard a KF-8 call, but it's weak. You need to find a spot where this repeater comes in better, and then use that spot. Stay there. Sounds like you're on a walkie-talkie. KB-8 OLE. Sounded like KF8NYT. Am I right on that? All right, we got two problems. Your signal's weak and your audio's low. You're gonna have to get your mouth about an inch away from the microphone hole on the front of your radio, and then you're going to have to speak loudly, and then hopefully, if you're in a hot spot where you can hear the repeater really well, better than any other place around you, then it'll get through. I heard a good portion of your call, but it's really weak, the audio's low.
W8.
You're going to have to just about holler into that radio. I did hear the how about now, but I would say it was 10% you and about 90% noise and low volume. Lots better. I can hear you lots better. What town are you in?
You're in
Emily? Yeah. You're a ways out from the Lapeer machine, and I don't know if there's anyone any machine that's closer. That's a long jump. What's your call sign? Mark out your call sign for me.
W8CMN, repeater Flint.
Sorry, just the suffix. I got the KF8. I got the KF8. Do the suffix about three times for me. You're actually making the system. I'd like to make this contact. Did you say XYZ? XYZ, was that the suffix?
Yes, it was.
Wow, that sounds like a vanity call. Yeah, you made the system that time. You're going to want to get, are you using an AT or what do you got for an antenna? What are you using for an antenna? You made the system 100% copy. But there's a lot of static, a lot of noise floor on your signal. But if you stay loud and chew on that microphone, I mean make noise and be verbal, loud verbally, you'll probably get in. But you're going to want to hook up with somebody that's making antennas or purchase an antenna. Well, I'm shocked, and I'm glad you're making
it. What was the call sign again?
KF8XYZ.
KF8XYZ. You don't come up in the call book. This is Mike W8YRC, repeater trustee for Lapeer. Just to let you know, the receive site right now in Lapeer is down. That's why you're not making it. The receive site is down. As soon as people get back in town, we'll work on that. But right now, that's why you're not making it, I'm sure. But we'll get that put back up. You'll probably make it in there okay. Because you're only like 7 miles from where, from where the receive site would be. So anyway, 73W8YRC.
Did I have the prefix wrong, Mike?
That's what I'm wondering because it's not popping up. KF8XYZ is not popping up, so it must be KC8.
Give us your prefix phonetically. Is it Kilo Foxtrot?
Yes, Kilo Foxtrot.
The last is X-ray Yankee Zulu XYZ. Must have run them off.
Yeah, it's not popping up with QZ, but anyway. 73, I'll get the repeater up and running one of these days, hopefully springtime. W8YRC.
This is
good afternoon. 1400 hours. Cloudy.
Probably going to be talking about
24 degrees.
KB80LE.
Anybody around? This is K2LA.
Here you go.
Yeah, you're all noise. I couldn't hear you at all.
Okay, how about now? I go to a different area.
WHCMN, repeater Flint. Good afternoon, 1500 hours. Cloudy, 22 degrees. WHCMN, repeater Flint.
K-E-8-L-E-X.
WHCMN, repeater Flint. Good afternoon, 1600 hours, cloudy, 21 degrees.
Hey, VDS testing.
Working.
New microphone, just checking. Thank you.
New number, who is
this? Is this tech support?
Have you tried turning it on and off again? Very common problem.
I will try unplugging and plugging it back in. Thank you.
NAVDS, going back inside. Cold out here.
All right, WSM.
Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Cloudy. 20 degrees. WHCMN, repeater Flint. Good evening, 1800 hours. Cloudy, 19 degrees. WHCMN, repeater Flint.
NAWCDN, WCDK, Whitney.
YNU, good evening. This is NAWCB. Well, I saw your post there on the app there. You were doing radio today, and hopefully things went well. Hopefully that's the case. How'd it go today?
You know, it wasn't bad. It wasn't too bad. We had the manpower on to cover, and it wasn't bad at all. How was your day?
Excellent. You'll take it and run. I'm glad. I'm glad for you in that way. You had people to take calls, and went smoothly. I'm thankful for that. we're doing pretty good here. Just helped Mom with some housework, and was helping her today a little bit more on her her insurance coverage there. We're kind of comparing some plans, but other than that, we're doing pretty good here.
Yeah, good. Good. Glad everything's going well, and you guys had a good day today.
Yeah, it was a little ambitious. I was hoping to get a couple more things done, but hey, they'll be there. They'll be there next week. But other than that, yeah, I'm glad for how the week has went, and at least didn't have to shovel anymore. Sunshine was out today, and it seems like the daylight is getting a little bit longer. A few minutes ago, it was kind of dusk. I know it's darker now, but hey, we used to be going home in the daylight here. Look up.
Yeah. I've noticed it's staying light longer. I'm liking that. We're heading in the right direction there, physically and weather-wise, although the temperatures are not.
No, it doesn't seem like it. Definitely going to be cold here for a few days, and we might get a couple more dustings of snow, but we'll take them. I was just looking through Facebook and glanced. We're going to have a blizzard out in North Dakota, so I guess I'll be glad for the dusting or inch or so of snow.
Yeah, I'll pass on that stuff. They can have it. I'm good, for sure. Don't mind the snow, but not a lot of it. I'll take the little bit we got.
Yes, I agree. With the colder weather, it makes it a lot easier to clean up. The wet, heavy snows, even an inch, is trying to shovel a lot of snow and water. This is a little better, a little easier to work with, and we have to do that. But at least that, like I say, at least the front door is sealed a lot better, and definitely feeling a difference there from that insulation there. Again, appreciate it very much.
Yeah, not a problem. Not a problem at all. Like I said, that's good stuff. We've got it on the front door. I've got it on the French doors on the side of the house, and a couple of the windows. So, I mean, it does a really good job. And like I said, you get a pack of three at Walmart or even on Amazon, and it's not too bad.
NAWCB, definitely saved the package back, and maybe we'll look for some more there for the back door, maybe a couple of the windows up here. But it like I say, Mom didn't even see it. She's like, where's this insulation there? And I pointed it out, and she's like, oh wow, it definitely is very. Discreet, and yet definitely has done the job. Notably favorably different, and that's a good thing.
Okay, Wayne. It beats having to put that old plastic stuff over the door and trying to tape it down and trying to take it off during the summer, or having to get out the door and trying to take the plastic stuff off, so this works out pretty well.
Agreed in that regard, absolutely. But Yeah, the kids will have to be have to bundle up a little bit more for the bus stop, getting them back to school there next week there in that cold. That wind chill here is going to be pretty rough too.
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing. If I'm home, I usually drive them up to the bus stop because it's been cold or if it's been some type of weather. So I just drive them up there and sit with them, and Leah will take Stella off to her bus stop and sit in the car, so it's not so cold.
Okay, well, that'll help them out there a little bit. You know, I think about them, these cold days, these rainy days that we've had, and, you know, wet, damp type of weather, definitely think of them. Of course, we've been out in the cold, too, in our days as well, so I guess share the wealth, I suppose.
Yeah, it builds character, you know.
It definitely gives you appreciation, that's for certain, things that, to be indoors or to have a warm car or that type of thing. If someone give you a ride or something like that, you can definitely appreciate that. But just want to make sure, too, you guys are all set with the cold, with your circumstances there. If you guys need anything, let us know in that way.
Okay, sounds good. I appreciate that. So far, so good. So it's been a couple of nights where it's been cold, but not horrible. So kind of keep the heaters running and plug it along.
Yes, indeed. That's the thing there. I want to make sure you guys are warm and your heat is okay. You got that heater out there. If you have any issues again with it, at least you've got it available for you.
Yeah, for sure. I bought the big jug of kerosene, so I've got a decent outlet just in case. But hopefully we won't need it. Hopefully it'll be more faucet on and use it at night and then go from there.
Yes, indeed. That's all you can do at this point. Just try to stay warm, but it's definitely been a little bit more of a harsher winter than we've had the last few years. Thankfully, we've not had any, knock on wood, major snows yet at this point, but it's definitely been a little bit more active this winter.
Yeah, that's for sure. It has. But you know, it's not been too bad. The Florida really long snow. I'm thankful for that. Looks a little bit here and there, but once you throw it in the four wheel drive, it doesn't have any issues at all.
Well, it's good to have a good dependable car, and like I say, it's a four-wheel drive, and that, you know, at least helps you, you know, with your traction and that, and stopping and those types of things. That helps a whole lot. Glad for you in that way. So you know, when you're driving down, I should think of you as like. I wonder how the drive-in went for you.
Yeah, this morning it wasn't bad. I got in to work this morning, and it's starting to snow pretty good. But really, it's not been bad. It's not been horrible. So, dealt with much worse in the past. So, I'll take it. We'll keep going down this road. You know, half of January left in February, and hopefully part of March.
Agreed on that one. Agreed there. Yeah, at least, you know, at least you got a main way to go in via Gratiot, and, you know, it's kind of a state route there. And that, like I say, that'll, I'm sure the county keeps that up pretty good, and that's a great help.
I'm sorry, go again, I had a couple of exercises that you want to cut in this front and make them traffic. Go again with your traffic up there.
Oh, not a problem. You got to pay attention to those knuckleheads there, absolutely. Yeah, I was just saying, you know, I think if you're going south there to work and get up in the morning, it's like, I wonder how the drive went. But thankfully, you know, Gratiot, is a main thoroughfare, and I'm sure the county keeps it up there pretty decent.
They're very lax sometimes. It's usually Mount Clemens that does a really good job in clearing grass. There's been times where it's been pretty horrible going up and down grasses. But like I said, you get to the Mount Clemens-Clinton border, and usually Mount Clemens has all cleaned up.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess I shouldn't be surprised. I can remember those days, 26 Mile and Van Dyke, and just going down south to Shelby. I can remember those days. It wasn't touched very well, or hadn't been started, or whatever. I think about you saying that Clinton Township about Clemens. I know you guys lived in the Clem there. They seemed like they took pretty good care of the roads there at that time. If you get south, I guess, you know, that's favorable there. At least you got some of the way there this season.
Yeah, that's the big thing I miss is how they kept the roads up and gave me the amenities, because it's just like they did really good in the snow, and then they had their leaf machine that took up the leaves, and a lot of things that they did that the place or Chesterfield, really, they don't do that stuff up here. So.
Yeah, I guess that's the perk there, you know, living in a smaller, smaller city, I guess. But I'm glad they used to do that. I remember that, even getting down the street you guys used to live on. Like I say, I guess it helps there with the four-wheel drive there, but it gets a little slippery there, or snow covered, or that at least helps you with that traction a little bit. I'm glad for you in that way. You're able to get that four-wheel drive.
Yeah, it's kind of nice. It's spoiled, that's for sure.
NAWCB, yeah, I definitely remember those days well, and I was glad I had the Blazer, because that thing did really well in the snow, and you know, especially some of those heavier snow days we had when we were up in Washington coming down to Shelby. It was good trying to get up over the 50, over M53 and 26 mile, or even trying to go down Jewell. It was easier at that time when it was dirt than dealing with some of the traffic. It was easier just to cut through there and down to 24. But that definitely helps out. I can, like I say, I definitely miss the Blazer.
It's been a good car. It's been a good ride, and I guess the four-wheel drive is nice. Just you can feel it. You can definitely feel the difference. And Ford's a little bit different than Chevy is when it comes to their four-wheel drive setup. But it's not bad. It really isn't bad at all. I'll take it.
Definitely agree there, and like I say, you know, background to the kids, you know, being able to, instead of walking down in a cold bus stop or in the rain, you always appreciate that ride there, and like I say, being able to turn on the heat, and have those accessories there too to help you along, that makes a big difference there.
Yeah, for sure. The next car you guys get, you'll have to get a remote start with it, because can't beat that either. That's a nice feature to have.
Yeah, I can really get spoiled with that, man. I even have to, you know, the garage door opener, remote garage door opener inside, and man alive, just being able to start the car up from inside, come go out to a warm car. I feel like I'm spoiled now, but I really think it's spoiled.
Right. Yeah, exactly. They've even got a lot of these newer cars have apps for your phone, so it doesn't even matter whether you're like right next to your car or whether you're in the middle of the store. You can push the button, it'll remote start your car even in the middle of the store.
Well, as a former Shelby lieutenant used to say, Cosmic, man, that's Cosmic, I tell ya. That's pretty cool. These apps that you can put on a phone, control, you know, start your car, control your furnace from, you know, a distance or, you know, wherever. Man, I even think it's neat. I can even get Alexa messages, but, you know, I'm up in Reed City or something, and I'm getting Alexa messages up there. It's pretty cool.
Yes, indeed. Well, Dad, I am finally home, so I'm going to head in here and relax and enjoy the evening. Appreciate the good conversation on the way north, and glad you're able to come up with me. And hopefully we'll get to chat with you tomorrow, and looking forward to that. And you guys try to stay warm tonight. If you guys need anything, don't hesitate to reach out and let us know.
That sounds like a plan. Definitely enjoyed the ride along. Thanks for the ride, the good conversation. And, yeah, tomorrow you've got kind of some administrative work to do. At least your turn on the radio is over, and hopefully the maintenance updates or whatever will go well tomorrow at work. But we'll certainly be praying for you. But we'll let you get in, get warm, and get some dinner, and kick back and relax. Thanks for the conversation, and tell everyone hello. 73 is an 88 to you and the family. NAWCB is clear on your final.
Sounds good, Dad. Sounds good. Tell Mom we said hi. 73, and 88 to Mom. 88YN Euclid.
W8CMN, repeater Flint. W8CMN, repeat.
W8RQS.
KF8EOR, over.
Okay, Dave, read you loud and clear. So here we are on the link system.
I got you loud and clear also.
Yeah, very good. So, Dave, you're on the Bay City repeater or the Flint repeater or what?
W8CMN, repeater Flint.
KF8UR, I'm on the repeater repeater right now.
Yeah, okay, 100% copy. I'm running 5 watts now, so pretty close to the repeater on the north side of Lansing. Dave, I'm in Clinton County. I'm about 8 miles straight north of East Lansing, so I'm getting into all the local repeaters around here very well, and I can even make the Bay City repeater on a good day, I guess.
Yeah, I've had a lot of good luck out of the Lansing area and stuff. I'm in Columbiaville, and I'm sitting on a little bit of higher elevation than a lot of places. So I've had a lot of good luck too. I've gotten over to Port Huron and down to Macomb County and stuff pretty easily.
Yeah, very good. What's your elevation above sea level?
Spell me a second and I'll tell you exactly how high I am. KF8EOR, I'm at 784 feet.
Yeah, very good. I'm at 835 feet. But everything towards Bay City is basically downhill for me. So I think that's why I can reach the 3-1 pretty good. And extremely high antenna. So, well, that's it on my end, I guess.
Well, good.
It's
good to talk to you. You're coming in great on 5 watts. In fact, I've got a 25-watt mobile that I'm using as a base station myself, and I've had a lot of good luck with it out here.
Well, your radio and internet got better this morning, that's for sure. So I'll look you up on I'm going to look you up on QRZ, and I'm going to put another pin in my map here. And I guess maybe I should send you a QSL card or something.
Well, copy that. Thank you, sir. Again, my name is Todd, KF8EOR, and looking forward to hearing from you.
Okay. Now, I thought your call sign was DDC. And I thought your name was Dave. Have I got somebody different?
Well, I thought I heard something in the background scratch across, but I couldn't make it out, and it could have very well been that gentleman. Again, my name's Todd. I'm in Columbiaville, and I think if my memory serves, I may have talked to you before.
Okay, sorry for my mistake there. Yeah, I was talking to a guy by name of Dave. of course, we've kind of been repeater hopping, so anything's possible, I guess. So give me your call sign one more time, Todd.
As Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo Oscar Romeo, and I'm in Columbiaville.
Okay, Todd, well, I made the correction. maybe I should put a call out here for Dave. K-F-A-D-D-C. Dave, are you with us? Well, I guess not. I was talking to him on the 3-9, and we decided to try some other repeaters. So I guess maybe we're just repeater hopping. nice to make your acquaintance, Todd.
Good evening.
1900 hours.
Cloudy. 18 degrees.
My name is Steve. Sugar Tangle Echo Victor Echo.
Copy that. Steve, good to make your acquaintance.
Well, I guess we'll see if Zach's still out here. There was Zach, a guy, the call sign is KD8DAX. And Zach, are you still with us? Well, I guess I lost Zach, too. Well, Todd, tell me a little bit. What are you doing in ham radio and stuff like that? Any ideas?
Well, currently I'm a technician and studying up to get my general, and I got my license and I kind of got up. Stalled for a little bit because of all the family situations and stuff, and now we're into the new year. I'm able to delve back in and go deeper into the rabbit hole. Working out, we got a winter field day coming up next Saturday. I'll be on that, working with some of the generals and the extras, and they're going to let me play on a single sideband and a CW, and I'm trying to learn as much as I can.
Oh yeah, that's great. That's the way to go. get some Elmers there and play around and let them put you on HF sideband. That'll be fun. That'll be fun that winter field day. Okay, I did hear Zach back in here. So Zach, I'm actually talking to Todd now. His call sign is KF8EOR. I think I got that right. So go ahead, Zach.
Yeah, I've been in here. I threw my call out there a couple times on 5 watts into the Lansing machine here and the Bay City machine. But I don't seem to get in real good with that, so now I'm on high power. But I don't think my SWR is real good, probably. I can't see it, but the backlight's burned out on my SWR meter. But so I probably won't talk much out here. But yeah, the Durand, I haven't heard Dave over here yet. I've heard you guys chatting.
Kilo Foxtrot 8, Delta Delta Charlie.
Hey Dave, we found you again. I'm talking to another guy now. His name is Todd, KF8EOR, I believe. So why don't you two guys say hi to each other then, and I'll just stand by and listen here for a bit.
All right, I'll jump in here. Evidently, I got the channels programmed into this radio. I didn't do the programming, but something's wrong with one of the either the tone or something. I can hear you guys perfectly on the Saginaw repeater and the Quantica C repeater, but I couldn't get in. It wasn't, I couldn't click in on it, so I had to hunt around for the frequency again, and so here I am again on 145.310. My question is this Quantica C or is this Lapeer? That's my question.
The 3-1 is called Guilford, but it's at Quantica C. It's the old Bay City repeater. So, good going, Dave. Now you're making it all the way to Bay City.
Okay, roger that. And I also heard you talking about QRZ. If anyone has a QRZ tape and you want to put me down or I put you down, we can get a nice little yellow star. I got a long ways to go to get 250 contacts in the United States, and it seems like everyone I talk to in the United States does not confirm any of my QSOs on 10 meters. So if we want to get on QRZ, I will definitely confirm with you and get you a star.
Yeah, okay, Dave, we could probably do that. I wanted you to say hi to Todd, and why don't you two guys talk for a while? Yeah, we could do anything we want, you know. I'll give you a star, too. So I'm going to send it over to Todd, KF8EOR.
Well, thank you there, sir. It's, good making the contact was kind of nice. Kind of nice surprise to make contact. I've been sitting here playing with my Duolingo on my phone and was just monitoring, and you guys popped up. So now you got my undivided attention.
After that, top of the evening, Todd. We just been, we call repeater surfing, seeing how far we could go, and we even tried without using a repeater. And we were able to make a contact that way. That's a pretty good little trip. I've got a decent antenna on top of a tower, but Steve has got an antenna in a window. So he made it. He made it to Genesee County.
Yeah, we get a lot of guys over like the Lansing area and stuff. Regular. I've gotten Grand Rapids and up to Bay City, Saginaw. And I've even heard a few conversations out of the Mount Pleasant area, though I wasn't able to jump in. So, yeah, you catch it right. I don't know if the stars are aligned right or what, but, yeah, sometimes you go pretty far out on these things. And I'm just running on a 25-watt portable that I got as a base station in my wife's office right now. So it's not too shabby.
Okay, I've got a question for you now. Am I making the repeater now?
Well, I'm on the W8LAP repeater, and yeah, you're coming in really good.
Okay, roger that. I am right now talking on about 14 watts here.
Yeah, you're doing great.
Oh, check that.
He was
4 watts. I was looking at the wrong mode on my meter here, and I'm pushing 4 watts.
Okay, well, you better pace yourself there. You don't want to overheat.
Yeah, I try to do as few watts as I can get away with.
Yeah, I'll do the same thing from time to time to see what I can pull off and stuff. But we had a last spring our antenna and the pier snap in half, so they had to relocate it. And coincidentally just came, moved it a lot closer to my house, so I've been really just getting away with talking with everybody, even on my handheld, my little 8-watt, and having really good success with that, too.
Well, I'm hearing everyone good, that's for sure. I think conditions are right tonight for decent QSOs, especially if I can do this with 4 watts. I imagine everybody else can as well. And Steve, I tried doing the logbook thing with you, and evidently you don't have your logbook going.
Well, okay, Dave, I'll have to take a look at that. I probably haven't logged enough stuff in there in the last year to keep it active or something like that. But, yeah, I'll look into that. I hope I haven't lost all my HF contacts, but I also keep a paper log, so, you know, I'd be good there anyway. But I wasn't aware that it's not active. I'll take a look at it. And I'm about 7 miles from the repeater, and I'm running 5 watts. And Dave, I'm on another antenna now. I'm on a TRAM 1480 on the roof of the house here. So I'll send it back over to, I think I'll send it over to Todd.
Well, you're sounding really good there, Steve. Yeah, I'm on a Retivus 95RT. Portable, and then I'm in the bedroom. I got a brass bed, so I got the roof antenna mount just sitting on the brass bed to keep the antenna panels going. I've never seen it work so good.
Well, that's great. I never heard of anybody with a brass bed for a ground plane, but obviously it works, I guess. A lot of metal there, so you're connected. okay, you guys carry on. I'll just listen for a while.
KF8UR. Hey, Zach, what area are you from? Well, Steve, it looks like we lost Zach there. Hope he's okay.
Yeah, he wasn't sure about his standing wave in his current situation on the antenna he was using, so he wasn't going to stay in too much longer.
Can't say I blame him, but... Well, I'm going to hang back for a little while, too, and just monitor KFUR monitoring, and it was great talking with you, fellas. 7-3.
Roger that.
Okay, 73, Zach's up at Rainbow Lake up in
if you want to,
Gratiot County, I guess.
So if you get on your QRZ page and confirm, I don't know if either one of you got the logbook up and running or not. Looks like Steve, the last time he did his was in 2023 or 2024, so it's been a while since he's done anything with it. It might just shut down after a while. But if you want to, just confirm, I want get as many gold stars as I can. I got to get 250 contacts within the United States to get the, it's an award for the United States hookups, you know, QSOs that you get because of the 250th anniversary of our Constitution, Declaration of Independence, our whole country. So the number's high. And I'm not getting enough contacts back I talked to the United States all over the place today, and no one has confirmed yet. So I guess it's going to be a long go.
Yeah, okay, Dave, is that just on HF, or does it count on UHF and VHF, or how do they score that program?
You know, I'm not exactly sure. Let me check right here. I don't know if they said HF or... know, it doesn't, I don't think it says. I'm looking at it right now. I've got six of 250 that I need to get. And I don't know if I have anything here, but it has 160, 80, 60, 40, 30, 20, 15, 10, 6, and 2. So I imagine 2-meter counts. It's supposed to count.
KADAX, checking back in.
There he is.
The man, the myth, the legend. I'm here. I had to turn it down, and I switched back over. Well, I switched my radio back over to the Ithaca repeater. There was traffic coming through the MSU node through EchoLink, so I figured I'd get that going to my repeater up here at Ithaca, and was chatting on EchoLink through the MSU node, and then had you guys over on the other phone on EchoLink. I'm on EchoLink for the WLAP-R EchoLink node here through Lapeer, so I found that right before I heard the traffic from them on the MSU repeater. So I fired, got both phones going here, work phone and personal phone on EchoLink on two different nodes, MSU and Lapeer. But the wife tells me it's dinner time, so I'll probably go ahead and go back to standby here. I'll be listening, might jump back in, chat with you guys after dinner. Maybe we can do some more repeater hopping. Maybe we can try Owosso and Durand after dinner, if you guys are still around and available. I was able to key both of those up and get a decent signal back from them, but if not, no big deal. KDAX will be clear for now. 7-3s, gentlemen. Have a good one. Hopefully we'll catch you back in here in a little bit.
73, Zach from W8RQS.
Roger that. I'm going to take a little bit of a break as well. The wife has made chicken tortilla soup, and she makes the best chicken tortilla soup on the planet. So I'm gonna have a little soup, and I'll be back.
No, that can't be. My wife makes the best chicken tortilla soup. I don't know that my wife's ever made chicken tortilla soup. I just felt like since you said your wife makes the best, I had to jump back in and say, no, my wife makes the best. My wife makes a lot of amazing things. I don't know if that's ever been one of them. But, yeah. Oh, I forgot. I was going to ask Steve, too, real quick. Do you ever go to the current Clinton County Club meetings? I don't know if you ever get to those at Bragg's District Library there in St. John's, the big downtown metropolis of St. John's there. I think it's the first Monday of the month. I don't know for sure. I could look it up. But I don't know if you ever go to those. I think I've chatted with you on the Simplex Nets before, but I don't know if you ever get to the meetings or not for the Clinton County group. I rarely ever get to those because they're not very convenient for my work schedule. I'm the president of the Gratiot County Amateur Radio Association now. My wife's the secretary since whatever. We did our vote last year or so. Whatever, I don't know, 6 months now or something. We've been doing that. And my predecessor, the president, previous president that ran the club for many years, just passed away, unfortunately. So he's a silent key now. But I just wonder if you ever get to the Clinton County meetings. We're actually having an OXCOM presentation at next Tuesday, this coming Tuesday night is our meeting at 7 o'clock at the Gratiot County Central Dispatch Emergency Operations Center. We're having a presentation done from some guy, I forget his name, at the state. He's coming to do an OXCOM presentation. So if you're interested, if anybody hearing this is interested and wants to come, the more the merrier. You're all welcome. 7 p.m. Tuesday night at the Gratiot County Central Dispatch Emergency Operations Center in Ithaca, right by the South End Water Tower there. So we'll do an OXCOM presentation. So, anyways, I just wondered. I was just going to ask you that real quick. 7-3s, KD8DAX.
W8C.
Todd, KF8EOR. That's all fine and well, but I want names and addresses of where this tortilla chicken soup's being made.
You and me both.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and step back here. I'm in the midst of doing my dual-angle lesson, so I'm just going to KF8UR, just monitoring.
Seven three, seven five, all around. KDA-DAX, Zach from Rainbow Lake will be clear and monitoring.
W8CMN, repeater Flint.
Well, thanks for the conversation, gentlemen. W8RQS will be clear.
Did you hear my question, Steve? RQS? Do you ever get to the Clinton County meetings in St. John's?
Yeah, not too often. I talk to them on the radio now and then, but I haven't driven up there to a meeting. So maybe I'll have to do that sometime. That's something I can do this year, I suppose. Okay, Zach, take it easy, and I don't know if you're eating soup or what you're doing, but you have a good evening. W8RQS.
Yeah, like I said, I think it's the first Monday of the month at 6:30 at Bragg's District Library there, downtown St. John's, right by the old railroad tracks, the old depot there. I think it's like an art gallery or something now, but yeah, if you ever get a chance and can get to it, I'm sure they'd love to have you there, and I get to them every once in a great while. I have to be at the Gratiot ones now every month since I'm the president, but I try to get to the Clinton County ones once in a while. Just not convenient, like I said, for my work schedule, but maybe we'll get to meet you in person sometime at that one, or if you ever get a chance and interested and available, feel free to come on up to the Gratiot County one. The more the merrier. If you want to come learn about OXCOM Tuesday night, 7 p.m., Gratiot County Central Dispatch, Emergency Operations Center. Yep, good chatting with you guys. Good hopping around on repeaters there. 7-3s. Now I'm having steak, it looks like. We're having steak tips or something. I don't know what that is, chopped steak. I don't know. It's good stuff what it is, but not chicken tortilla soup. Haven't had that in a long time. 7-3s, KD8DAX, will be clear and monitoring.
W8CMN, repeater Flint. Good evening, 2000 hours. Cloudy, 17 degrees. W8CMN, repeater Flint. Good evening, 21 hours. Cloudy, 17 degrees. W8CMN, repeater Flint. W8CMN, repeater Flint. Good evening, 22 hours. Cloudy. 16 degrees. W8CMN, repeater Flint. Good evening, 23 hours. Cloudy. 15 degrees. W8CMN, repeater Flint. W8CMN, repeater Flint. W8CMN, repeater Flint.